There's been talk of late about a possible return to the Cold War. Relations between Washington and Moscow are bad, and they're getting worse. They reached a new low when Russian troops entered Georgia. And now there's another reminder of the bad old days, espionage. A former senior defense official in Estonia and his wife have been charged with treason. What's more, Estonia and the other Baltic states are said to be a 21st century hotbed of spies. Edward Lucas is a deputy editor with a London-based weekly magazine, The Economist. Tell us first about this former senior defense ministry official in Estonia. What do we know with certainty about what he has done?
Well, as so often in these cases, nobody is saying anything very much publicly apart from the bare bones that he was arrested and charged with treason for passing confidential information to an unnamed foreign power. But given that the Estonians aren't terribly worried about Finland or Sweden, I think we can assume that this is the foreign power concerned is Russia, and that's certainly what Estonian officials are saying privately. My guess, and it is only a guess, although some Estonians I've spoken to agree with me, is that what the Russians were interested in finding out was the details of the programs that Estonia runs for training in Ukraine and particularly Georgia. But there are huge questions about the timing and the significance of this, what it means for Estonia's relations with its very important Western allies, particularly the United States. And also it highlights Estonia's position as the kind of cockpit of Europe at the absolute hot point of what some people are calling the new Cold War.
We used to think, when we think of East-West spying operations and counter-espionage, we used to think of Berlin and Vienna. You're talking about Estonia, its pretty small capital, Tallinn, as being the espionage hub of Europe. I mean, why would Estonia be an espionage capital?
Well, it is a very small city. It's 150,000, 200,000 people. But I think that it is right on the front line where Western and Russian interests coincide. I think that there are other spying hotspots in Europe. But right now, with the in the sort of post-Georgia era, with everybody very worried about what Russia might do next, I think that Estonia, if not the hotspot, is certainly a hotspot for Western intelligence efforts and, of course, Russian efforts to try and counteract that and find out how much we know about what they know about what we know about what they know about us.
And so what kind of recourse does NATO have, do NATO members have, does the United States have, in fact?
I think that the recourse, insofar as there is one, is that NATO's got to start treating Russia seriously. And at the moment, Russia is still officially a partner for NATO. NATO, in its secret contingency planning, doesn't make any plans to deal with a military attack from Russia. And I think that's got to change since Georgia. And I think it is changing that the committees that within NATO that deal with these things are working on it. And I suspect that in a rather lumbering way, the NATO bureaucracy will start tightening up its thinking about Russia, which will include perhaps more aggressive spying on Russia, trying to get a much clearer idea of what Russia's remaining military capabilities are, what effect the huge amounts of money that Russia's putting into its armed forces are having.
All right. Edward Lucas is a deputy editor with The Economist. He is also the author of the recently published book, The New Cold War. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak to you, Lisa.